Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I'm talking with one of my favorite people today. This is podcast of You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for doing it. But I get to talk to one of my favorite people. I haven't gotten to see her in a number of years. Beth Ricconati, who used to be in the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic and helped us do everything we do, is now out in glorious California, paying higher taxes, but getting by the beach. She wrote a wonderful book. I'm going to pretend I didn't read it so that we can go through and find out why she wrote it. It's called Braided, A Journey of a Thousand Hollas. To find out more about her, you can go to her website, which is housecallsforwellness.com, housecallsforwellness.com, and do buy the book. It's available on Amazon. It's a wonderful book, but we'll get into why I think it is such a wonderful book. So, Beth, what motivated you to write this book? How did you start on the writing?
I started my writing about 5 years ago. Really, the quick backstory is about 10 years ago, I had actually started making challah. And about 5 years ago, I realized that I was actually on a journey. And I wanted to share that journey and tell the story.
So many people may not know what challah is. What is challah? And what do you mean making it? Why'd you make it yourself? Can't you go to the store and buy it?
Oh, you can. You absolutely can. But about 10 years ago.
What is challah first? What is challah?
Thank you. Challah is a wonderful bread that we have on Fridays for Shabbat. It is a braided bread, and we have it once a week and on holidays. And yes,
so this is part of the it's part of the Jewish religion tradition, will, is what you're saying. I'm going to fill in some things. Since this is one of, and you should say this is a virgin interview for Beth. This is probably one of her first, and I think it's first of many because this is a great book, and I'll come back to why I think that. But anyway, this is a tradition in your religion to make a challah or to purchase a challah for Friday and for holidays. And so, one, why did you start making it rather than buying it? And why did you start writing about it?
So about 10 years ago, a friend of mine suggested that I make challah for the first time. I was a busy mom. I was practicing at the Cleveland Clinic. I had three young kids, and I was completely overwhelmed. And it was laughable when my friend said, oh, you should make challah for the holidays. I don't bake. I'd never made challah. Like you said, you can go and purchase it. But she persisted, and I did make it. And it was it was a transformative experience, Mike. I stopped on a Friday morning for a half an hour. I with my hands in a bowl of dough, and I found myself being present and slowing down. It was incredible. And when the kids came home that afternoon, and our house smelled like a home, and there were two braided loaves of bread cooling on the stovetop, I was hooked. I did it again the next week, and I did it again the next week, and like with behavioral modification that you and I have certainly talked about and worked on. You know, you do something for a month and most likely you'll keep doing it. Well, I made challah for a month of Fridays and now I make it almost every Friday. I am hooked.
And so you've made challah and it makes you feel like your house is a home. I got that. But what else? I mean, there's something else about this, right? What else is there about it? Because you started helping other people, right?
Right. So I make it. And what I realized about 5 years ago when people started asking me if I could teach them, and I make challah now very frequently with other women. And one of the lovely things about this ritual is it helps to not only it helps to build community and it helps to sustain community. I get so much out of coming together with other women around a kitchen counter and stopping and all of us just being there in the moment, making the dough. And then just thinking about all over the world, wow, on a Friday, people are making challah in here in California, and they're making it in Ohio, and they're making it, you know, in New York, and maybe in a different country, and in Israel. And that is so powerful to me. It connects us, and it helps to make the world feel a little bit more smaller and more connected, a sense of community. And I love
now,
that.
But this isn't just making challah. You give the recipe for it, and you give some tricks and a whole bunch of things in the book. But it's really about sharing a time to slow down with other people.
I
want you to talk a little bit about that, because really what this is not making challah, not one religion or not one thing, but it is a way of life. What I got out of the book was that this was a new approach, new for you, new for many people, but it was a new approach on how you can feel like you're back to the earth and at the same time sharing stories, sharing, if you will, goals and passions with other people. So talk to us more about that.
What I really have found is that in stopping once a week, I can recalibrate myself and those around me. And it's rather simple. What's lovely about challah, and let's say it's not gardening, for example. I can't even keep our succulents alive here in California. I mean, you can pick any ritual you want. But for me, I picked challah, which is a relatively accessible activity, if you will. And it allows me to...
But you did learn a whole bunch of tricks. It wasn't accessible immediately.
No. Although, ironically, it should be, right? Because there are five ingredients. It shouldn't be that complicated. But yes, it did. I was very scared the first, it took a little while to actually get there. But I didn't pick, skydiving or bungee jumping or some other way that would have, forced me to be present and in the moment, but was really, out there. I picked this. And what is really so wonderful to me about it is that I can draw on a lot of different strengths and resources. I can draw on my religion and my sort of history, and I can also draw on my medical background. And I've gotten very focused on the ingredients themselves and what kind of eggs I put in the challah, for example. But it really is a wonderful metaphor for living and how I live my life. And I really have altered in many ways, how I approach things because of this behavior that I get to do every week. And it's a wonderful reminder every week.
We're talking with Beth Ricanati, RICANATI. The book is Braided, BRAIDED. It's on Amazon, A Journey of 1,000 Challahs. You can order the book at Amazon or go to her website to learn more, which is hostcallsforwellness.com. Now, so I looked at this as I said, it doesn't matter what religion you are. It is a tradition with children or with family or with friends, if you will. And it is slowing down. It is getting in what I would call doing something with your hands that is productive, that is beneficial for the family. And that not only is it productive and beneficial for the family and slowing down, but you also gather friends with all the tricks you've done and a legion of people now who make bread together.
Yeah, it's really quite fun to think on Fridays who all is making bread now as a result.
And I think what I took from the book, and let me describe just a little bit if I can. Beth sent it to me to read early, and I said, well, it's a little recipe. Why am I going to do that? But it is a fascinating read. It isn't a little recipe. It isn't about the recipe at all, although you'll get that. But what it is really about establishing a tradition and establishing a second tradition of friendship and companionship and of a real collegial I don't know what you'd call it, a collegial slowing down and all doing it together. And if you will, from a standpoint of guys, yeah, you can do a barbecue together, or you can do something that you establish a tradition of, which is I suppose you could do it with winemaking, or you could do it with beer making, but whatever you do it with, it is, once you learn the technique, it is sharing it with others, and it is developing this, if you will, group of friends and the tradition in the family of slowing down and of the group of friends of sharing life together. I loved the book, and it's really a quick read. I don't know what it took, maybe 2 hours in total, and I'm not a fast reader. You're
no,
silent,
nice,
Beth, so I want you to comment and say more.
No, I think you touched on so many of the salient points. And yes, it is specifically a shorter book, because I did that purposely so that I really wanted people to read it and really get the message and not be bogged down. The irony is, if I'm trying to ask somebody to slow down, then to give them a long book to read is really counterproductive. So you're absolutely right that it's quite accessible and a relatively fast read. For that reason.
Now, as I understand it, although it's 5 ingredients, you make much bigger challahs than you did make.
I now double the recipe, at least, because there are lots of kids and people around these days. So yes, I do make more than I used to, which is fun. And invariably, I'm making it with other women, so there's really quite a bit of challah being made. Yes.
So
but I should
tell people that challah is not what you would call a health food. And so I would tell people, learn how to make salmon burgers or learn how to do something else and do it a tradition like that at the same time that it is. And so you can get a healthier food. I know Beth does give you some substitutions in there to make it healthier. But I don't think there's any way of turning challah into a health food. So I would say that what I got is when I get some time to slow down, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to do it by making salmon burgers or something like that that you can grill and that also have that same ability to associate friends with. So retired old men eating out, I guess they called them Romeos. So when I retire and or at least go to part-time, I'm going to start a tradition like Beth. And I think the book Braided teaches you all about doing this and the stages and how to do it. It's a really inspirational book. So I probably shouldn't be touting this as much as I am, but I just love the book Braided, A Journey of 1,000 Challahs. What did I write? I did a small review and gave it to you. What did I write? I can't even remember what I wrote, but whatever it was.
The cover of the book. Can I read you what's on the cover of the book?
Sure.
It says, buy this book for any friend and they'll get it. They'll smile and they'll learn why you honored them with that. Mike Royza.
And that's really and that's really true. It is a book to join friends together. It is a great book. And so, Beth, I hope you don't mind my saying how great a book it is and how much I enjoyed it. And I hope my listeners don't. But if I was going to buy one book this year, that would be yours, would be the book. It's a fun, fun book, an important book on friendship.
Thank you, Mike.
So anyway,
I'm really honored. Yeah.
Anyway, so go to Amazon, Braided, A Journey of 1,000 Challahs. You could, and just remember, sometime in the future, you're going to see Grilled, A Journey of 1,000 Salmon Burgers.
I can't wait for it. I'm going to look for it.
Well, it'll be a while yet. Take care. Thanks very much, Beth. You've been... And Darian, thanks for great engineering, but especially thank you, the listener. This is 914B of our podcast. So we've been doing it almost as long, maybe longer than I've known Beth. But in any case, Beth is a fantastic physician And I'm going to tell you, she's also a great writer, makes me envious at how well and quick a read this is. Braided, A Journey of a Thousand Hawas. Thank you for downloading us and listening to us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. Do tell your friends about Braided as well. Thanks again. We'll be back next week with another new podcast. We have a wonderful guest coming up next week, Amy Medling, author of Healing PCOS, different subject. And until then, thanks again.